Contract Properties is a homegrown, family-owned maintenance company located in Nashville. They provide HVAC, electrical, plumbing, painting, and many other services for commercial and residential properties. From build-outs to junk removal, one call does it all. Whether you're a homeowner or a property manager, give Contract Properties a call today for a free estimate. 615-356-0755. That's 615-356-0755. Or visit contractproperties.net.
Do I have everybody's attention now?
Now it's time for Jason Martin and Vol for Life Ramon Foster.
Powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors.
Together, they are J-Mart and Ramon on 104.5 The Zone.
Hour number two, J. Mart and Ramon, 104.5 The Zone. Glad to have you with us, Jason Martin, 11-year NFL veteran and Ball for Life, Ramon Foster, Jonathan Schaefer. That's your Voltron. We're with you until 10 a.m. At J. Mart and Ramon's, where you'll find the show on Twitter. You want to find us individually? That's at Ramon Foster, at J. Mart Radio, at Schaefer on Sports. We're at 104.5 The Zone. Kentucky Senate passes bill 36 to zilch, allowing high school seniors to stay for another year of school and play sports. That from Matt Jones.
How? At this point, okay, there's a lot that goes on with kids and sports and just everything that I'm learning, Jay. When little Rashave comes, man, he or she, okay, you're gonna experience a lot of things that come into youth sports, okay?
He or she just triggered me.
I know.
Reminded me of that box that came last week.
One person, our
OB and one friend knows the gender and we don't.
Don't open okay? up that box.
So there's one box that was sent and it's a present and it gives up the gender because it's clothing.
Yeah.
And so I knew the box was coming. I saw it sitting there on the front step and it wasn't taped well. Like where the box that where you can see where the tape is and you can see inside the box,
the shadow of it.
And I saw a color and I thought it was over. And then I realized that was a flyer that was actually blocking it. So I couldn't see it, but that thing's under our bed right now.
Oh, you know who broke into the box to find out?
Margo.
Ron Slay.
Ron Slay knows 100%.
I didn't see Slay coming, man. I thought Margo was definitely going to be the answer on that one.
Usually how it happens.
So either way.
The only person to touch your wife's belly more than the doctor or you is Ron Slay.
Margo.
And Margo. Margo.
Dog, baby, Rashave better not come out with baby, but with dog paws.
So anyway, I mean, either way, sports is certainly possibly going to be a part of my child's life.
Yeah, in some capacity. What I've learned though is some parents, right or wrong, there have really no decision to be made on it. Honestly, I don't think there's a right or wrong way to look at it, but a lot of people hold their kids back. And most of the time it's boys because of the immaturity aspect of it, development. But truth be told, about 90% of it is not due to academics. Okay. It's due to sports. If you are a high school senior in Kentucky, and you miss your year of competition this year, okay? And you don't have scholarships for those sporting events. Call me wrong, okay? You guys, family, call me out on this. This is my personal opinion on this. I've been wrong a lot of times, okay? I'm okay with being wrong again if you say, hey, Ramon, that's messed up. You shouldn't say that. But if you're coming back to compete for just fun, you shouldn't. If you're coming back to compete to try to get a scholarship, and you don't have one locked up already, I don't really think you should in this case. Most of the times, if you are a college-bound athlete, I don't care if you are going to D3. I don't care if you're going D1. By the end of your sophomore year, your junior year, going into your senior year, you have those scholarship offers, at least one. One of my first scholarship offers was from Binghamton University in New York for basketball, okay? I had that. The next one to come in was small schools around Tennessee. And then I started getting my big D1 scholarships after more tape and more film. And I was able to go to different camps where coaches could see me.
Right.
By your junior year, you have an idea. There are kids now that are getting offers in the eighth grade. So the reason, the logic behind letting the seniors come back for next year, these kids are going to be, some of them already been held back.
Some of them are going to be 20.
20, on the verge of 21, maybe, maybe closer to 21 than they are 20. Kentucky, do better.
Here's the one thing about this that will be forgotten. This is going to harm the younger kids that won't get on the floor now. It's actually going to cost them a year.
Yep.
In order to do whatever it is that you're trying to do here, you're going to cost the younger kids that were going to be starting. You're going to cost Mac Jones his time to start because Tua's coming back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Man, me at 19 in high school, 19 going closer to 20, I would have murdered some kids, okay? And most people will if you're overly developed at that point. You develop well at that point, okay? And for them to okay these student athletes to go back and play there, I get the sentimental value of your senior year not being able to play that. We talked about missing March Madness and all that type of stuff. Well, guess what happened last year at the NBA draft? Kids still got drafted after not playing a full year of basketball. There was no March Madness, no tournament played, anything. Guys still got drafted because at that point, they know your value at that
right.
in that point of your career.
Right.
If you're going to get a D2, D1, D3 scholarship, NAIA, all those type of things, the coaches know about you. Maybe you hadn't just done enough. This right here I'm very open to a lot of things, but this right here to me, soft. S-O-F, capital T, soft, okay? Parents, trust me, your kid ain't there at that point, okay? By 20, it's a wrap. You go to school, walk on, go to college, compete with somebody your own age. This right here to me is very unacceptable. Kentucky, you ought to be ashamed of yourself for passing 36-0? This tells me. Mommy and daddy had a little bit of bread behind these type of decisions being made right here. This isn't made for people who are already going to
Maybe
college.
Maybe there needs to be a returning seniors league.
S-A-W-F-T.
Where they don't play against the rest of everybody. Like, there's still regular sports, and then there's, like, fan-controlled.
You know what they call that?
They call it Last Chance U.
Yeah. They call that rec ball in college, okay?
We need less fan controlled of a lot of things. Let's come on.
Intramural.
Intramural sports. Club sports.
Go play intramurals, brother. Go play intramurals. That's a lost gem there.
Who do you know is okay with playing in high school with a 20-year-old? I ain't gonna say 20, closer to 21 at this point. Because you've already been held back because why? My baby gotta be developed so we can get this scholarship. Nah, screw that. Either they got it or they don't. I know guys that play high school football, didn't start to some of them their senior year. I think the Gooch kid out of Gallatin didn't start playing football until maybe his junior year. Dontari Poe was a guy out of Memphis, I remember distinctly, not playing till his high school year. David DeCastro, Pro Bowl, All-Pro guy, did not play football until I think he quit his freshman year. My brother Renardo, who made it to the NFL, got a full football scholarship also. Didn't play football till high school. I'm talking to Ron yesterday, and we were talking about the development of my kid. His coach gave him an assessment. He was like, a lot of stuff that you get as a kid, you're not going to have, or you're going to gain more of when you get older. It's like, you don't really develop till your sophomore year, like in high school. You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot that goes into it. So,
It's rare when that's not the case. I remember Jacob Lacey, who's now at Notre Dame on the offensive line. I called every game he played his first 2 years at South Warren, talked to his dad every week. There were scouts looking at him as a freshman because he was a man child.
See what I'm saying?
He was just an absolute giant and a smart kid. He had everything that you could possibly want, but that's the exception, but he got bigger. I can promise you that.
Yeah.
When we got to junior year, I'm like, all right, this man's frightening at this point in time.
See what I'm saying? You know by your junior year, parents in Kentucky, I'm sorry. Like, is there an opportunity where a guy, your last minute scholarship offer? Yeah. My brother Renardo never talked to Auburn a day in his life during his recruiting process. Auburn may have at that time had an extra scholarship. They sent him a letter of intent on signing day. Okay. Like, they know about you. They just hadn't offered you yet. Don't get me started on this, Jake.
Bob is in Columbia. What's going on, Bob?
Hey, gentlemen, great show.
Thank you.
Enjoy it a lot. I was going to share a story of my family, and if anybody's listening, it's going to know it's me calling, but I have a second cousin that was much older than I was, but he and his son both stayed in high school another year just to play football. And they loved the game so much, and they allowed them to do it back then, you know. Mm-hmm. And the other comment I was going to make about intramural, I played in high school a little bit. It was terrible. And then in college, played fraternity, and we won, and we ended up playing the intramural champs. And that's the roughest football game I have ever been in. Full speed, no pads. And anyway, just wanted to chime in a minute.
No problem, Bob. You're right. You can go to college and have a ball and play intramural. Heck, it was guys on the football team playing intramural basketball. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd rather you go do that. Enjoy your life. I'd rather you spend 8 years in college than for you to spend another year in high school. Okay? What are you going to do? Go to the prom also? Again?
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
You see what gets me going? It's talking youth sports.
You know what? You seem a little saltier. And I think it has to do with the fact that you didn't bring us coffee today.
It might be the case, okay? But I brought you some caffeinated bubbly drinks. I didn't even know they were making them.
I can't even mess with it. I didn't know they did either. Where'd those come from?
Sam's.
Okay. I don't know if I might be able to find those, if I could get some kind of special, like, American Express Platinum card in order to find those.
Yeah, we can talk about Jason's not the only one in the family getting an ultrasound.
What are you having? It's funny hearing Shafe in the background laugh away from the mic.
I laugh like that dog from the Hanna-Barbera cartoon.
Yeah, you do. You laugh like Muttley.
I do.
You laugh like freaking Muttley.
Yeah, I do. I don't care.
J.J. Watt, I promise.
If you allow your kid to go to high school at 20, you're basically J.J. Watt.
You're going full J.J. Watt. Yeah. Be right back. J-Mart and Ramon, 104.5 The Zone.
Go play intramurals, brother. Go play intramurals.
J. Martin Ramon, 104.5 The Zone on this Wednesday morning, a year after the tornado that we'll never forget in this city. We've been taking some of your calls and some of the tweets that are coming through. The videos and just people's memories. Mm-hmm. Everybody has a story. J.J. Watt has a story. He has a story of why he picked Arizona. You take that Z and replace it with an S with a dollar sign, you get closer to the answer. I would say Arizona.
Arizona.
Arisoft.
Money.
So here is J.J. Watt on why the Cardinals.
I've obviously seen his career. He's had an unbelievable career. He's an incredible athlete, and what he's been able to accomplish, he's been a winner at every stage of his life. And that's not a coincidence. You're a winner because of the way that you work and because of the aura that you give off and because of the talent that you have. And I think that he has all of those things, and he's going to continue to win and continue to have success. And that's a part of the reason that I'm here. I told him yesterday in a text, I said, I'm here because I believe in you.
So, you didn't believe in Josh Allen? You didn't believe in Aaron Rodgers? You didn't believe in Ryan Tannehill? Come on, man.
No.
Kyler was the first pick in the NFL draft and a Heisman Trophy winner who left baseball, a contract, to come play football. I don't know if he needs the J.J. Watt seal of approval, Mo.
No, okay. It's so much to dive into with just him saying, I'm giving him my stamp of approval, or I believe in you. Okay. If we can, I'll say this. Kyler Murray didn't have to go back to high school for a second senior year ever. Okay. If I can just read off some of his early accolades to why I'm just kind of bothered by him giving this young guy who's already a young one of the young superstars in this league, like his stamp of approval, like nobody asked, okay? Like nobody really asked, all right? So think about Kyler Murray. Has been a star his entire life. From the day he started playing Little League, he was the best player on the field, and you know this by watching him right now. When he got the ball, he ran, and nobody touched him. His flags were dangling in the wind, and nobody was able to grab them. Parents
That's
used to
what
go.
She said.
Parents, I'm telling you right now, parents used to go to the league commissioner and say, "Hey, somebody, something's got to be done about Kyler Murray. We don't like him running against all over our kids like this." And this was probably the most competitive league in his area, okay? But he's been this good for a long time. What was he in baseball before we even get to the football? He was coming out of high school, is one of the considered one of the top prospects for the 2015 Major League Baseball draft, okay? He played shortstop and second base, okay? He was the first player ever to be selected for both Under Armour All-American Game and Under Armour All-American Football Game. Just going to throw that out. Does it sound like Kyler Murray, Jason, needed a stamp of approval?
No.
Just from early high school?
No.
No, he does not. All right. Going into the baseball side of it, he was selected, what was it, 9th overall.
Yeah, by Oakland.
By Oakland in the 2018 MLB draft. Jason, did he need a stamp of approval then?
I don't see why.
I don't see why, okay? Also, on the football side of his professional life, he was the number one overall pick in the NFL draft. What was it, 2 years later? Or a year later? Did he need his watch stamp of approval then?
No, because people were saying he was a fool to leave baseball. I remember coming on this radio station and saying no, because he has a much better chance to make money and play in the NFL than going through the minor league baseball system, yeah, where if he's not one of the top two or three center fielders, he's not going to make top flight money. So if you want to cash in the short term, football made sense. But he had the option because he was just a natural.
He's just good. He's been that good. Me saying all these things about him is like letting you know, like, he's been this good for a long time. In high school, went to one of the biggest high schools in the state of Texas, okay, Allen High School. His team won 3 straight state championships and 43 games in a row. He missed one start during his streak. He finished his career a perfect 42-0 as a starting quarterback, okay? He was a 5-star recruit, best dual-threat quarterback in his class. Committed to A&M, played both college football and college baseball. A stud with a capital S.
Yeah, just a natural athlete.
Natural athlete. NFL already, okay? Pro Bowl in 2020, NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year, PFWA All-Rookie Team, a Heisman Trophy winner, the Davey O'Brien Award winner, the AP College Football Player of the Year, Big 12 Offensive Player of the Year, first team All-Big 12, 2 times USA All-American, 2-time Mr. Football for the biggest class, Mr. Texas Football for the class, for the highest class in football in high school in the state of Texas. I'm sorry, JJ. He didn't need you to make it about you making it okay to say, "Hey, you are a really good quarterback."
I mean, I'm here because I believe in you.
If Kyler got that text message, which apparently he did, what's the response? Is it the Chris Paul gif?
Yeah.
Man, take that down the street. Oh,
have you seen the one where the guy folds his flip phone real fast?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Why? Because Kyler has a flip phone. Because why? He don't need to read Twitter.
So, yeah, JJ, I know you.
Yeah. It's one of them. It's the show that comes along with him. Like, yes, is he good? Is JJ good for your team? Does he set the tone? Is he that type of guy? He's a generational player. I'm giving him all his flour. He's walking gold jacket.
Yes.
Him and Von Miller, one of the 2 guys I've ever played against. You look at him, be like, yep, just 5 years after you done, Canton is waiting on you. Go ahead. Which picture do you want for your bus? Like, go ahead and pick that, the bronze, we're going to put it in Canton right now. He's probably already got gloves, shoes, pants, and a jersey in Canton right now. You don't have to continue the show. And I know the part of it is, I mean, it's part of being you, but, like, trying to give your stamp of approval for another guy that's already built up his own legacy. He's denied the MLB as far as just saying, hey, I'd rather go play football, and he proved it right by going number one overall. It's just part of the show that comes along with him. Again, you might look at it as like, well, it's just JJ. Well, again, you got to ask yourself when it comes down to it. It makes you think about that that tweet, I guess, from one of the Bills reporters that kind of said, hey, he's a guy that does his own thing. He's more of a detriment than it is an asset to your team. And it kind of shows itself a little bit here and there. He gets his stats, but his defense, even under Vrabel in Houston, wasn't the greatest.
No.
JJ got his stats and everything that went along with it, but they weren't a top five team defense, you know?
I'm here because I believe in you.
He's saying that to himself in the mirror.
Yeah, 100%. Man,
people just needling JJ today, man.
There it is.
Because I believe in you.
Got to watch needling JJ.
Oh, my gosh.
And put another 15 pounds on.
Inflated ego.
Stupid. But it just, I wouldn't, Kyler is Kyler because of himself. Again, if he's there because he believes in you, again, on that list of quarterbacks, I'm still putting Aaron Rodgers ahead of Kyler right now.
Putting Josh Allen over him, too.
Right now. And those would have been my top.
Putting Tannehill over him, too.
It's Tannehill over him also. Again, when we had Michael Vick on this show, he did say that the guy that most resembled him is Kyler Murray. He's
Reptilish.
Dynamic. Reptilish.
Reptilish.
You feel me?
Kyler.
But I just didn't like the fact he took away from Kyler's, like, his, what he
and
it, is.
And it's all just like, to mask what we already know, and just who cares, man?
Who cares?
You took the most money. A lot of people take the most money.
That's fine.
There's nothing really wrong with it.
Absolutely not. Cash in. Again, we talked about this when they were discussing what he was going to make. He's a guy that signed for, he can sign that much because of his valuation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Arizona fans are going in right now. RJ from Phoenix called in and, you know, just talk about the buzz around that team and what JJ is going to mean to him. Again, nobody's saying still this defense is going to be a top 10 in the league. Like, nah, that ain't it right now. They're still fourth in their division as far as, like, who's chosen to win, right, according to Vegas odds.
I mean, at least he's going to wear 99.
Stop.
But this story, actually, I was ready to just go nuts over this because they're unretiring Marshall Goldberg's number 99 to let J.J. Watt wear it. And I was just like, J.J., just pick another number. But then I read the story, and No. Basically, per the Cardinals official website, but I saw this in a couple of different spots. He got permission from Ellen Goldberg Tullos, who is Marshall Goldberg's daughter, and says, Watt was prepared to select a new number after hearing about Goldberg's legacy, but then he saw an article from TMZ that said that the daughter would be fine with him adorning it. So he called her, and he was just like, is this true? I mean, I was going to pick something else, but is it true? And he says, we had a great conversation. She was super sweet. She said she believes her father would be honored by me wearing the number, that he was all about the players, so she thought he would want me to wear it. And then she said she's never watched him play. Hasn't kept up with the Cardinals. Her father last played for the team more than 70 years ago and passed away in 2006. But she said that Watt was super appreciative and that her father would have been happy to pass along the jersey number. So there you go. The only thing I don't like about this is you're not a Cardinal.
No.
You're there for a stop and they're going to unretire a number from 70 or 80 years ago.
Yes. that's like somebody. What if J.J. Watt came to Pittsburgh and decided to wear a Mean Joe Green jersey?
Well, that would never happen.
You know what I'm saying?
That's not happening.
What's Titans number? Like, has anybody worn 9 here?
Well, 9 and 27 6? Are retired now.
Those are
retired. Those are retired now.
Imagine Titan fans. Are you okay with anybody coming here to wear 9 or 27?
That's a no. We don't even need him to call in. They're
you don't even
no.
need to call. That would cause a
dude. Let me tell you this:
if
Tom Brady came here and wanted to wear 9, he still wouldn't wear 9.
Still wouldn't wear 9.
Well, Tom Brady wouldn't be an idiot and ask to wear 9.
Exactly.
And it's that part. I'm not calling him an idiot, but it's sometimes walk away.
Yeah, JJ asking for 99 with the Cardinals. That's not the same thing.
It's not. It's not. And again, if he saw a story and he was, I don't know. That's it's a nice convenient story, but.
Cool story, bro.
It's a good story, however it's written. I can say that. John in Lebanon. John, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
We're good.
All right.
I would just call it in and say, you know, it feels like you guys, like, lost your minds this morning.
We lost it?
No, I'm doing just fine. But, you know, it's getting to be so that, you know, like, thank you, an elite player in the NFL can't give another elite player in an NFL a little compliment without people tearing him down that there might be some ulterior motive behind it.
Well,
you know?
Well, here would be my thought, and I get what you're saying. You can do that without making it public then.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's not about you if you say, I picked this because of you. I want us to go win a championship, and you say that in a private message. But for you to then take that into the interview, that's when – I'm not even saying that that is your motive. I'm saying that it's easy to question it at that point.
Mm-hmm.
The easy thing to do is to send something privately and wait for Kyler to say it.
Yeah.
Because Kyler might say, hey, JJ said he wants to come here. He said he believed in me as a quarterback, believed in what we're doing here.
That part.
That's the deal. That's like giving yourself a nickname or waiting for somebody to do it for you.
And great points, Jay. And this is also this. What was the name of the caller just called in a second ago? But is this, my experiences in my dealings with him has always proven it to be about himself. And true enough, he's done a bunch of selfless things. What he's done for the city of Houston is friggin' amazing, okay? But again, as Jason said a second ago, Kyler probably didn't want that out there that you believe in me. Like, what, am I a fragile, broken quarterback at this point? Absolutely not. Is he Carson Wentz? No. It'd be different if he was dealing with Carson Wentz, okay? Then I'd be like, you know what? Yeah, all right. You're going to rally around your quarterback. There's no rallying around Kyler. Why announce your nickname to the world? Call me Big R. Like, no, I ain't going to call you that. Your name Ramon until we figure out who you are. Then we're going to give you a nickname. You see what I'm saying? Like, that to me, again, yes, you can give an athlete a compliment, but you can't announce that you gave that athlete a compliment also. That right there is tongue in cheek almost. It's like, man, look at everything. I do a lot for the community, but let me post every single thing. I do a lot of things also, have done a lot of things. And guess what I tell everybody? Now, you ain't got to put it out there. It's cool. There's been one situation I've done here with the PIC Foundation. And that was through this NFL social injustice. But there's been numerous other things that around that guys do that, you know what? Just walk away sometimes. He's the guy that always puts it on the forefront.
Yeah. Jamie is up next on the show. Jamie, what's up?
Man, sometimes you guys say silly things. Sometimes, you know, not just your show, but other shows. But sometimes callers come in and say some silly things. Here's the deal about you guys pointing out the thing about what? What said he wants to go win a championship? What said that he wants to go do this and that? And then he blatantly cashed out for the money. Mm-hmm. So in order to save face, he has to give you a reason about why he picked Arizona.
Correct.
So he has to out loud, out in public, and he has to announce it that, hey, Kyler, I believe in you. You're like the quarterback of the future. I didn't pick Aaron Rodgers. I didn't pick Josh because I picked you. He had to do something to make that cashing out, that sellout of going back against what he said he wanted. He had to make himself look good. And that's not another, I mean, we're not bashing him because he's an elite athlete giving another elite athlete a compliment. We're bashing him because he looks really silly, because that's not what he said to begin with. I'm out.
Yeah, look, and that's not wrong. Perfect. And that's the thing. It's like, methinks thou doth protest too much. It doesn't matter if you took it for the money, JJ. Like, that's fine. It means that you're not as interested in winning a championship as cashing in.
Yeah.
But that just makes you like most people in their jobs.
Again.
And I'm not even talking just athletes. I'm talking, if you've got a chance to make $10,000 more for a company that maybe isn't quite as good, you're going to give it serious consideration.
Mm-hmm.
You are. Like, it's okay. It's trying to explain it away that then gives away the fact that you're worried about how you're going to be viewed as opposed to just making the decision. Cousin Paxton's next. Paxton, what's going on?
Hey guys, good morning.
Morning.
So, listening to you all talk about JJ Watt, first of all, y'all are 1,000% correct, man. Just be upfront, honest about what it is you want. And athletes are going to be held accountable in the media.
Yep.
I mean, that's just what is going to happen, you know, what it's going to be. But in terms of JJ Watt, what I'm starting to see and notice about this guy, is that he seems like he has the savior mentality. And what I mean by that is, if y'all have ever seen the show, The Boys, I don't know if y'all have ever seen that show called The Boys.
Yeah, on Amazon.
But okay, it's on Amazon. So, you know, Highlander in the public is this, you know, he's almost like Superman, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's like all-American, like the Superman guy. But behind the scenes, he's a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going that far as to call, you know, JJ Watt that. But it just kind of seems like I kind of get a Highlander vibe. The Homelander, not the Highlander.
Yeah.
I'm kind of getting the Homelander vibe from J.J. Watt a little bit, man, lately. So I don't know, guys, man. But, hey, you know what? I'm glad the Titans didn't pay for that. Didn't even think about paying that kind of money for an aging defensive tackle, guys. So
Paxton, Paxton,
I'll hang up and listen.
Wait a second. Before you hang up,
yes,
because this is March the 3rd and you being an officer, and we appreciate your service, obviously, what are you thinking about today, and what do you remember from a year ago when the tornado ripped through?
Well, first of all, I appreciate you all saying that to me. It means a lot. We don't do what we do for, you know, for a pat on the back, but it's good to hear it sometimes. But, man, so a year ago, it was a scary time for us. I worked in an area that was hit very hard, extremely hard. And, you know, the power was out, people's houses. What I do remember is people coming together. And that's a heartwarming thing when you see the citizens, all pitching in to help their neighbors, man. It's a beautiful thing to see. I remember that. I do remember, the Titan players and organization coming out to the area that was affected where I was working and really helping, not just coming out there for a photo op, but actually rolling up their sleeves.
Right.
And, you know, helping people move items and find things, man. So, people look at the bad, I look at the good.
Right.
And I just remember how heartfelt it was for me to see everyone coming together, guys. It was beautiful. So
appreciate you, Paxton.
Hey, man, I love you guys, man. Y'all the best, man. We'll talk to you later.
All right, brother. So, yeah.
Those who call us summed up what it was. It ain't a bash. And you know what? Just to cap off our conversation about JJ, Paxton didn't come on here patting his back about what he's done for the city or what he does daily for this city as an officer. We had to ask him about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, we didn't give him a nickname on this type of conversation. I mean, he didn't give himself a nickname. It was like we invited him to have that conversation. And even still, he didn't go into depth about it. He was hesitant to actually try to take credit for anything. And that's what we're saying about people. Social media has really taking over what's good, what's real, what's actual about, you know, any type of situation. And that's what we got at about, I believe in you, Kyler.
Yeah.
He just made Pro Bowl.
Right.
I think he's with Rookie of the Year. So we're coming up on a break, I'm exhausted from that one.
Oh, man, you were the bracket of sadness today, Ramon.
I am.
When it comes to J.J. Watt, he just brings it out of you, man. 615-737-1045. JJ Watt, we're still taking your thoughts, and you can try to come against the way we're approaching this, but he doesn't ever let people give him flowers because he gives them to himself. He sends five or six of them to his house, make sure there's a camera crew to catch every one of the deliveries. All the cards are from JJ Watt to JJ Watt.
Maybe we should send him a potato from the show.
Dude, I've done that on this radio station before. I sent Rusev of WWE a potato years ago and then got to ask him about it at a Preds game. He's like, yeah, someone sent me a potato. I didn't understand. Like, yeah, we sent you a potato. We wanted it to be a thing. You didn't play into it. It was a big fail for all of us at Square Circle
Miro.
Radio. Yeah, thanks a lot, Miroslav Barnyashev. At J. Martin Ramon on Twitter. We'll be right back. 104.5 The Zone. Welcome back, J. Mart and Ramon. Here on this Wednesday, March the 3rd, 2021, a year clear of a tornado that we're never going to fully clear up from. We're always going to remember it. Birthdays today. Herschel Walker, 59.
Wow.
Jessica Biel is 39. She's over there in Williamson County.
Oh, yeah?
And Julie Bowen, Modern Family. 51 years old. What's your favorite Jessica Biel movie, Ramon?
Sex and the City?
I was going to say that's a television show, but it actually was a film.
They made a movie out of it. It wasn't Entourage? Was she an Entourage?
She may have been in Entourage for an episode appearance.
Let me get right
one time. She wasn't a star.
Was she in a Slim Shady video?
Mm.
She was the main female in a Slim Shady video? No, Eminem?
Was she? She was mentioned in an Eminem song.
That's the only reason I remember right there. See what I'm saying?
She was in Seventh Heaven.
Seventh Heaven?
That was the show she was known for as a kid.
Is that a movie?
You know, it's funny. You mentioned her, and I think of the A-Team. I can't tell you another movie she was in. I know she's been in a bunch of them.
Rules of Attraction.
Oh, fine. Whatever.
Yeah, I think I remember that
movie.
Great. Jessica Biel.
Okay.
Let's look up her accolades before.
You're looking her up. Just be like, oh, yeah, that's her.
By the way, be careful what you Google there.
Date,
yeah.
JT? Yeah, Mary. Okay.
That's why I said Williamson County.
See, I wasn't wrong. By the way, he posted a video of them in, like, Montana. It was beautiful. He was out there axe throwing, of course.
Big sky country, man.
Man.
What as long as he doesn't come back and decide I want to do another whatever the woods album that he just put out.
We'll get Kayla Anderson back on. She lived out there in Big Sky Country for a while. Probably. I've spent some time out there. Man. Jeff Fisher's out there.
I've driven through it.
It's
so serene, man.
Watch Yellowstone. Ross painting. Watch Yellowstone. There you go.
I gotta watch Yellowstone. By the way, it's so many shows on.
I already told you what you need to watch now. If you got Netflix and you're not watching Le Pen, then you've lost your mind.
Dog,
absolutely lost your mind.
By the way, I ended up having to buy my kid a new phone yesterday, man.
Oh, that's why you were in the store.
I was. By the way, shout out to Paul at Verizon in Hendersonville, man. Solid, solid dude. He gave us a real good topic.
Gave us a topic for the show.
And the guys were in there, of course. I mean, they knew my account, but I pulled up. It was like, man, love the show. I was like, thank you, man.
They ask about your tire?
No, they didn't. But I will. I told you guys about the bridge coming on 65 from, I think it's like exit 86B or something like that, going 65 north. It was six cars pulled over on the bridge, on the shoulder, man. And it was a couple cars that had two flats. It was wild on, what was it, 2 days ago, Monday.
Dude, these potholes.
These potholes are a problem. Man.
Killing me.
I'm worried every time I see one. I'm just like, I'm about to hit that.
There are roads get out of the way. I'm actively avoiding because I know there's potholes all over the place.
Six cars, and it was like two or three of them with double flat tires.
Mm.
The green T-Dot emergency vehicles. They basically shut down the right two lanes over that bridge. If you were one of them cars, man, my sentiments to you because two flats, can you imagine? Oh my God.
All the news about your winter storm ain't been good news. 20 minutes from right now, Emily Proud, WKRN, she will join us and, we have her for a myriad of different reasons, but we didn't even think about it at the time, but certainly. Her memories of a year ago as the tornado hit Wednesday or hit Tuesday, March the 3rd, a year ago in 2020. She's coming up in about 20 minutes. We can talk to her. Have you seen this Beauclair article from a few hours ago about Isaiah Wilson? We'll talk about that. The Titans are about ready to just cut him outright based on this article. We'll talk about that when we come back. J. Martin Ramon, 104.5 The Zone.